Thanks for joining us. This is Erica Wu. I am the Business Development Representative for Life Science Nation. And today we have Joe Camaretta, CEO of Quantitative Radiology Solutions, known as QRS. Thanks, Joe, for joining us today.
You're welcome, Erica.
Wonderful. And can you give us a little background about who you are, the QRS story, and how AI is incorporated into your product?
Okay, yes. So first of all, a little bit about my background. I have 30 plus years of industry experience in medical imaging and healthcare IT. Started my career on the corporate side with companies such as Siemens Healthineers and GE Healthcare. And then wanted to get involved in something more entrepreneurial. So through some networking, got introduced to two professors in the Department of Radiology at University of Pennsylvania. They have formed a company called Quantitative Radiology Solutions in order to commercialize some of the tools they had developed for their own clinical practice. So I joined them as president and CEO, and we know Quantitative Radiology Solutions is focused on body-wide analysis of medical images to personalize cancer treatment decisions. And we'll talk a little bit more about our first product in a little bit. But in general, the technology, the best way to describe the technology that was developed by the professors at University of Pennsylvania, it's like facial recognition for medical images. So you give us a medical imaging exam, such as a CT exam, an MRI exam. We're able to go in there and outline, automatically identify all of the anatomical structures in that medical image. And then once we identify them, we're able to analyze them. So that's where the AI piece comes in. It comes in two steps, doing the automatic recognition of the structures and then doing the analysis of the structures.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great story, and you have a very impressive background. And I guess, what are you doing to grow QRS? And I guess, where is QRS right now?
So, you know, we have been funded by the National Cancer Institute to develop an application, and what is called is automatic contouring of organs at risk. And what that means is that when a cancer patient undergoes radiation treatment, a plan will be created. And during the creation of that plan, a physician will need to identify all of the anatomical structures that should not be irradiated. So a good example is for a patient with head and neck cancer. If there's too much radiation on the esophagus, the patient can't swallow. The patient can't swallow, they don't eat. If the patient doesn't eat, they wind up in the hospital with malnutrition, okay? So the physician does this step of identifying all these structures manually. And it's a process that takes them 1 to 2 hours. So we automate that process. We're able to use our technology to automatically identify the structures and then outline or contour them. And we do that in just a matter of minutes. And through our, you know, we ran a clinical evaluation of our product at 4 academic medical centers. And we were able to demonstrate that with our product, we're able to produce contours that are more accurate and consistent than the current standard of care, and also reduces the amount of time needed by up to 50%. Okay, so quite a significant time saving. So we use the data from our clinical evaluation to actually submit to the FDA. And in April of this year, we got 510K clearance to bring our product onto the market. So we are actively launching the product right now to healthcare providers in the United States. We are fundraising. We're actually raising a $2 million round to support that product launch. And we have a term sheet from a lead investor for $1.5 million of that round. So QRS is still looking for other investors to come in for that last $500,000. We hope to close that raise this summer and then move on to our product launch.
Wow, congrats on the clinical projects using the AI product. And yeah, super excited for your fundraising journey. I guess if you could describe AI in 1 to 3 words, what would they be?
I think for me, it's new paradigm. I mean, I've been in this area for a while, and I'm actually a computer scientist by training. So I used to do software development in the old days. And what I've seen now in working with AI in these applications is just a whole new way that allows you to develop products and really, really reduces the time to market for new applications in this area. That's why I say new paradigm.
Definitely. I do see a lot of healthcare and tech being intertwined. So it's really exciting. And since you've been growing QRS, what are some challenges you've learned? And maybe, like, can you talk about how they've impacted your plan moving forward?
I think from a challenge perspective, probably the biggest challenge is still ahead of us, right? And that is in the adoption of the technology. And this is something that's not unique to us. I mean, in general, in healthcare, it takes somewhere from 7 to 10 years for new innovations to be widely adopted. And, you know, for us, we have two things that we need to convince our potential customers of. First of all, it's a manual process. So why replace a manual process with an automatic process, do automatic contouring? And then the other is, why choose us? Because there's other competitors in the marketplace too, right? So I think from a challenge perspective, you know, as we go through and drive this adoption, you know, that'll be, you know, probably some of the bigger challenges we face. Again, I 30 years background in working for some really good companies that have brought great innovations in the medical images. So I have some experience and I have a lot of friends to help me out with this.
Amazing. And I guess building off of that, can you possibly provide like one or two tips that you've learned and from either like, you know, building relationships, your journey as a CEO or fundraising? Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I think the two tips I would have is, first of all, from a both on fundraising, and one is be patient. And I'm not normally a very patient person, nor are most CEOs, because they're very results oriented, right? But it takes a while to do the fundraising, and it takes a while to build the relationships with investors. I mean, the investor from whom we have a term sheet now, I mean, I first met him in 2017, you know, and so it's taken a while to build that relationship there, right? So I would say be patient, build relationships over time. The other thing is, you know, always improve your say-do ratio, right? So one of the things I think QRS has done very well when it comes to talking to our investors is we've said, okay, this year we're going to hit these milestones, and we went out. So we said, we're going to get our phase two grant from NCI. Now we're going to do a clinical evaluation of 4 sites. Now we're going to get our 510K clearance. And we've always set out the milestones. We've communicated those milestones to the investors. And when we've achieved them, we've told them that we've achieved them. And I think that really increases the professionalism of the company in their eyes and gives them some more confidence, right? You know, for investment.
Definitely. That is very helpful advice. And as we wrap up our time together, we want to know, I guess, what is next for Quantitative Radiology Solutions?
Well, as I said, like right now, the immediate next thing is the launch of our first product into market. You know, we already are out there talking to healthcare providers to do an evaluation of the product. And after the evaluation, we'll be looking at converting those, those healthcare providers into customers. The other is we've been funded. You know, we continue getting funding from the National Cancer Institute, and we've been funded by NCI to develop a second application of our technology. This one that's looking more at disease quantification to help us do a better job at assessing the response, the patient response of cancer treatment. So we anticipate having that product on the market sometime next year.
Wow, congratulations. It's really impactful of what you guys are doing for the cancer industry, and you're helping a lot of people. And I guess thank you, Joe, for joining us. We're so excited for what's next for QRS.
No, thank you, Erica. I always appreciate the opportunity to interact with Reggie, and look forward to seeing the newsletter.
Wonderful.